We have witnessed a week's worth of protesting, which has often turned to violence and looting, impacting stores that usually can't afford to pay for the damage. Insurance covers some of the loss, but not all of it, depending on the type of coverage that the store owner has purchased. For more on this, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with David Lazarus, LA Times business columnist. David, so just to clarify, we're not talking about businesses actually taking out, quote unquote, looting insurance, right? This would be something that would be covered under a different umbrella?
Well, this would be covered under commercial property insurance, which does have stipulations for theft, vandalism, property damage. So all the nasty stuff we've been seeing on our TV screens, that would be countenanced by the typical policy. But one thing that was very striking, if you watched some of the interviews with looters or you looked at social media, was some of the looters claiming or insisting that, don't worry, this is kind of a victimless crime because all these people are insured, therefore it's no skin off of their back, no money out of their pocket, so don't worry about it. And I looked into that, and it turns out, no, that's not the case at all. The business owners are absolutely on the hook, if not through the premiums, then through the high deductibles that come with theft insurance. And here's the really dirty little secret here, and that is, as a result of all of these criminal events that we've been watching and seeing play out, it's almost a sure thing, according to all the commercial brokers that I've spoken with, that rates are going to go up, deductibles are going to go up for businesses. They, in turn, are going to pass along that higher cost to their customers in the form of higher retail prices. So who pays for all those kicks that got stolen from the stores? We do.
Yeah, and that happens in most instances involving insurance, right? You're like, it's this big nameless company is going to pay for it. I paid all my money into it, but there are repercussions from the payout.
Well, here's a great metaphor, and that is the wildfires that have devastated California in recent years. Even if your home didn't burn down, so many did that some insurers exited the market, and all the others raised their rates, raised their deductibles, therefore, so your home might have survived, but you're probably almost certainly paying higher rates now for your home insurance, or it's the same deal now. The looting, the violence, the vandalism was so widespread that we can expect to see all businesses facing higher costs now for commercial property insurance, and that will result in higher retail prices. So at the end of the day, this food chain leads directly to the consumer.
David, do you have a sense of whether or not the insurance industry itself is going to have to do some restructuring in terms of how it packages these policies?
I think what's going to happen is they'll put more exclusions in there. And one broker that I spoke with said that one thing he's noticed in recent weeks is the fact that, that he's been noticing additions of exceptions for communicable diseases being put into commercial policies as a reflection of the higher risk of the coronavirus. And he said the insurance industry wasted no time in putting that in, so he would expect new exclusions for looting and vandalism to also start making an appearance.
Am I understanding that to mean that for businesses, that they will not insure businesses who try to claim or cover the cost if somebody sues them if they get sick?
Well, they'll probably try and weasel out of a lot of these claims by saying you didn't take enough measures to prevent communicable diseases. Let's say, for example, social distancing and things like that. Now, it's hard to see how that plays out with every business. Obviously, restaurants would be at a higher risk than, say, a shoe store. But you can see how the insurance industry, nobody's fool, is going to waste no time in making sure that they've offloaded as much as their risk onto the insured, which will in turn offload it onto us.
David Lazarus, always great to get your take. David is the LA Times business columnist. You can read more at the LA Times website.